Live in Washington, D.C. He's from Reston, Virginia. Yes. Let's say hi to Tom Backhand.
Hi, Tom Backhand?
Tom Backhand.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
Is that the correct pronunciation of your last name?
It would be Bashand.
Oh.
What would you say, Backhand?
Backhand. Sorry about that, Tom.
That's quite all right.
And now entering the studio is our returning champion. He's got $82 total. He's a Marine. Yeah, all right.
Like you, buddy.
From Quantico. I'm a Marine, Air Force, Army. Marine. Be all you can be. Let's welcome Daniel Crawford.
Hey, Dan, hi.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing great, being a returning low-budget Jeopardy champion. How has it changed your life?
I tell you, I've got the new computer that I won 2 weeks ago, and I've just been in Duke land with it.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
I think he was like yourself, buddy. He's served maybe one tour too many.
Yeah, well, that's what they said about me.
But I'm on the way out, though.
When the country calls, I'll tell you, I always rally, no matter what the conflict. But they told me no Desert Storm. General, you know, what's his name? Says no, back.
Schwarzkopf.
Yeah. And now entering the studio, it's the host of Lobos in Jeopardy. Hey, Tom and Daniel, don't screw with LQ. Let's say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Well, hello. Thank you, buddy. Hi, guys. Hi, Tom. Hi, Dan. Listen, don't forget answering the form of a question. I live with my mom. I'm wearing a clip-on tie. My suit is by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. As we play the game, it's LQ. Little Chris Master. Always call him.
Hey, what?
Buddy Sorrell.
Yeah! B. It's me. That's right. Hello there. Yeah. Fighting mad. Fighting mad over here.
So you didn't father any kids over in Germany?
No, not in Germany. No, too busy. They didn't give us any real leave over there. However, you know, in Nam, we had an enormous amount of leave. And in Saigon, that's where I met Wang Lo.
And you know what I heard? I heard that you got it on with Mary Todd Lincoln right after something happened to Honest Dave.
That's not true. That's
now, is
a
that
lie.
True? That you didn't
lie.
Get her at a moment
no,
when perhaps her defenses were down?
Lies. I simply comforted the woman.
Were you at Ford's Theater the night that Lincoln was shot?
Yes, I was. I was a page, and I showed people to their seats. He was above, and I just comforted the woman. I never had sex.
Okay.
God, what's the matter with you?
Any heavy petting?
No heavy petting until usually late 1800s. Before I got into the serious heavy petting. And 1900s, oh man, the 1900s were really the 1900s. 01, 02.
Here are the categories on low budget Jeopardy.
I'm 130.
And categories are Bob Dole, thumbs up or thumbs down.
He's a nice young man.
Toy Story.
Yeah.
I love that movie. Famous Majors.
Oh, Majors. I know lots of famous Majors.
Breast implant or not.
Oh, that's disgusting. And why do you do that blue stuff?
Facts from Harper's Index, okay?
All right. Now, facts. That's fun facts. We could have all been resting.
Here are the categories again. Bob Dole, thumbs up or thumbs down.
That's good. I like that category.
Toy Story.
That's all right.
Famous Majors.
Yeah, that's good.
Breast implant or not.
That's too blue for me.
Facts from Harper's Index. And let's see. Tom, you're the challenger. We'll start with you, my friend.
Let's start with the implants, yes or no.
Okay, breast implant or not?
Jeez.
Jenny Jones.
Ooh, what is not anymore?
Yes, correct.
That's $1 for you, Tom. You're on the board and rolling. Select again, please.
Used to be, and I had those chesticles removed.
Let's go with implants or not for two.
Phyllis Diller.
What is yes?
Yes, she's...
Oh, yeah. They're pretty.
Think about a facelift first, maybe.
They're very pretty.
Sure thing. Well,
I've seen them.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yes, they are.
Squeeze.
Let's go close it out.
For three. Emma Sams. Oh, the lovely Emma Sams.
What is no?
Yeah.
$3 for you. You're on the first category, Tommy. Time to move on to another category.
Let's go with Famous Majors.
All right, Famous Majors
for one.
Here you go. He plays TV's Major Dad.
Who is Gerald McCraney?
Oh, this guy's working on a perfect game, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got a perfect game going. Select again there, brainy person.
Let's keep with that for two.
He thought Elvis was alive.
Who is Major Bill?
Yes.
$2, perfect game still going, Tommy. Way to go. Select again, please.
Let's close it out.
He starred in the TV show The Fall Guy.
Who is Lee Majors?
$3 for you, Tom. Gosh, he's doing super, LQ. He's already got $12.
How about that? How many women could you buy in Vietnam with $12?
12 women.
Go again, please, Tom.
Okay, LQ, let's go with Harper's Index for one.
All right, now this will be tougher. You know what Harper's Index is? It's a book where they compile all kinds of weird facts about America and Americans.
Sounds wacky to me.
And here's the 1995 edition. Number of Americans struck by lightning in the year 1994. Number of Americans struck by lightning in 1994.
what is 1,000?
Hey, Daniel, it's your chance to steal.
What is 512?
Nope, 700.
Been there, done it. Tom, you're still in control.
Let's go with Toy Story for one.
Weren't you there with Ben Franklin when he had the kite going up?
Standing right next to him. I polished his head.
For two. Harper's Index for two.
No, sorry, LQ.
I was around for all the big inventions. I was there for all of them. All the light bulb, radio, gramophone.
What was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you want it for two, isn't that right?
Sure, let's stay with it.
Well, that's what you have to take. You have to do them in order.
Yeah, come on, Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Harper's Index for two. Number of times George Steinbrenner has seen the movie Patton.
What is 28?
Hey, Daniels, your chance to steal.
What is 7?
No. 15.
Ah, great film. Tom, you're in control.
Harper's Index for three, please.
Did you get along with Betsy Ross?
No, didn't have anything to do. Where do you get these stories
from? Somebody told me you two did it in the flag.
No, I just delivered a cloth.
That you had the stars and stripes on the ground, you did it right there on the flag?
I was a young boy. I was a young boy down here. When I was a teenager, when I discovered electricity with Ben Franklin. He was a nice man. He had the gout.
From Harper's Index for three. Estimated number of ant farms sold each hour in America. I don't know where they get these facts, but it's a great book. Estimated number of ant farms sold each hour in America.
Each hour. What is 12?
Hey, Daniels, your chance to steal.
What is 10?
No.
No, guys, ant farms are big business. 46 ant farms sold every hour in America.
Oh, that's a serious amount of ant farms. Say, Tom, select again, please.
Let's go with Toy Story 4-1.
Great movie. Highly recommend it. In Toy Story, he supplies the voice of Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear, who is Tim Allen?
Don't repeat. Yes, correct.
$1 for you, Tom. You're off and rolling again there. Select again there. Come on, Tom. What's here? There's a hole you could drive a truck through.
Toy Story for two.
He supplies the voice of Mr. Potato Head.
Who is Don Rickles?
Yes.
$2. Go ahead, Tom.
Toy Story for three, please.
Name of the evil boy who lives next door who destroys toys.
Who is Billy?
Hey, Daniel, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Joey?
No.
Nope, it's Sid.
It's Shelly, isn't it?
Sid. No, it's Sid.
Okay, thought it was Shelly Berman.
Sid is the evil kid next door.
Tom, you're in control. Select again, please.
Let's go with Bob Dole, thumbs up or down for one.
Again now, Bob Dole's hand working its way into the show, although it's not what you think. Bob Dole, if you can believe this or not, hey, how come this guy's not worrying about more important stuff? He is reviewing movies and rating movies. Bob Dole, thumbs up or thumbs down? His opinion on these movies. The Lion King.
What is thumbs up?
Yeah.
$1 for you there, Tom. Select again, please.
Go with Bob Dole for two, please.
True Romance.
What is thumbs down?
That's right.
$2 for you again, Tom. Go select again, please.
Let's close it up for three, please.
Last question on the board. True Lies.
What is thumbs up?
Yeah, that's right.
$3, that's the end of the first round. We got a serious problem for our returning champion.
What's the problem?
He's got a goose egg. He doesn't have any money.
Oh, that means Tom will be playing with himself.
That's right.
As always.
I can relate to that, especially in the, early in the Revolutionary War.
Daniel? Daniel, parting is such sweet sorrow. You don't even get to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Oh.
But hold on, stay there. We'll have some plastic prizes for you.
All right.
Tom, you'll be playing by yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good luck. And the category is TV Trivia.
TV Trivia. Hey, that's super.
TV Trivia. Here's the answer. From beautiful downtown Burbank, these two guys hosted Laugh-In. All right, very popular show in the 60s. You Bet Your Bippy, Sock It To Me, and all the other stuff. From beautiful downtown Burbank, these two guys hosted TV's Laugh-In. Tom, don't forget, answer in the form of a question.
Who are Rowan and Martin? Nope.
Hello. You know, Tom, I want to tell you something.
Your timing has been atrocious.
During the entire game, you haven't given us a chance to even say something before you barrel on with the next one.
I'm sorry.
And now, you know what? I should disqualify you now for blurting out your answer.
Or you should come up with an impromptu, difficult question for him.
I was playing by myself.
All right, I got an impromptu question, and don't say it, okay?
You have to wait. We give you 30 seconds. That's the way the game works, Tom.
Okay, sorry.
On Laugh-In, he did the sports.
He did the sports.
He was a sports reporter on Laugh-In. You remember this one, Buzz?
I've got half of it.
Okay.
Oh, I think I know.
You think you got it?
Oh, yeah, I think I know. I remember who invented television.
Of course you do. Great. Good luck. Good luck, Tom. Answer in the form of a question now. Hold on, please.
Okay. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive some real Buddy Shirell saliva. Everyone knows I've been saying it and spraying it for years, and now I've collected those sprays in an individual plastic bottle for you, my fans. It makes a great Christmas gift or simply a conversation piece. And I've used food coloring to give my saliva a rainbow of colors for decorating during the holidays. So, get out and get my saliva soon. It comes in its own individual tubes. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
We stay tuned, don't go away for low.
Okay, Tom, your impromptu question, because you just could not wait. He was the sports reporter on Laugh-In. Tom?
Hello there, Tom. Coming Tom Bashand. We're trying to find Tom Bashand.
Hold on a second. Let me make sure.
He's hiding somewhere.
Tom?
We'll find him. Tom. We have to kick every door in this town. We'll get him.
Daniel?
Yep.
Yeah, Daniel's here. Tom hung up. We lost Tommy.
Oh, you need us
now? I need that, Mr. Sorrell. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, there.
You're welcome.
Call him right here, Diana. Call him right
call
here.
Call him right there, Diana. Yeah. Super. Your producer?
Yes, she is.
He works hard.
Can I say something? I don't like the lecherous way. Oh, hold on. Tom is on five.
Oh, we got Tom on five.
I don't
five.
Like the lecherous way you've been looking at her.
Well, you just got these ladies all around the place. Yeah. This is super. What a wonderful environment.
Tom?
Yes?
Tom, he was the sports reporter on Laugh-In.
Who is Tom Sweaters?
No, I'm sorry, Tom.
No, actually, now, somebody I'm sure will correct me if I'm wrong. I remember it as being Alan Seuss.
That's right, it was That's Alan it. Seuss.
Alan Seuss.
He was a major talent, Alan Seuss.
Absolutely.
Oh, Joanne Worley, Alan Seuss, all those people. Artie Johnson, Ruth Buzzy.
Alan Seuss was like the 1960s Jim J. Bullock, wasn't he?
And Judy Carnes.
Sock it to me.
Oh, God.
Oh, now, for goodness sakes, Tom, you could have won if you could have kept it in your pants, my friend.
I always have that problem.
But you guys, don't go away mad now. Just go away. And Dan, you get to keep the money that you won the other day. You both get gifts. And now here's Buddy Sorrell to tell you what you've won. Buddy?
Daniel Crawford gets to keep his $82. And here are your prizes, fellas. You both won a Microsoft Windows 95 startup prize pack, including Microsoft Plus software, Microsoft Money software, and a started-up canvas tote bag, T-shirt, watch, and baseball cap, all courtesy of Microsoft Windows 95. But wait,
there's more.
It's a $10 prepaid MCI phone card. It's brought to you by MCI Connections. From friends and family to cellular paging and internet services, MCI is now at store. MCI Connections in the Fashion Center at Pentagon City. But wait,
still more.
Hey, here it is. You've won a coffee pot. It's a Black & Decker Brewing Go.
Oh, everybody wants those, buddy.
It's the only coffee maker to brew Sprite into a convenient 16-ounce thermal travel mug. It's the perfect holiday gift for anyone on the go. The Brewing Go. Thanks, Tom, and thanks, Daniel. Thanks for playing the game.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Rocky.
Have a great weekend. Sorry that it didn't work out for you. Buddy, as always, a pleasure seeing you.
And good to see you, Rob.
And we will see... Hey, buddy?
Yes?
Incoming.
No!
Oh, there you go. And don't forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Oh, they're coming to get me. Oh, God, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Coron Incorporated.
God, help me.
Distributed by...
Kingworld.
What did he say?
He said it.
But we can't get him out the door until we get him off the floor.
Now I'll stay in here forever until you don't crouch out of the way.
All clear.
Okay.
All clear, buddy.
All righty.
All clear.
Oh.
All clear.
Hey, good seeing each and every one of you.
Hey, didn't you serve at Coney Island during WW2?
Yeah, I work with this nice guy, bald, had a mustache. Yeah, bitch ass.
Oh, my.
He'll be right back.
Radio gods, Don and Mike. It's rude, it's loud, it's live.
You see? You see?
106.7 FM WJFK Washington.
Are you
Orioles, babe? I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
Using the comedy Zamboni to clean the ice arena of life, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. We are. There you are with a trip to Hawaii.
Oh, boy.
We'll give it away in the next hour. We'll also pick the pros until they scab and bleed with the usual gang of idiots. And Oakland Raiders quarterback Kenny Stabler now Not Buzz Lightyear. Here's Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Yet here's Sherry Liquor. Hello, Mommy.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm Sherry Liquor, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
WJFK.
And we will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger, those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know our names are Don and Mike.
Joe's back, and thank you for listening in Buffalo, New York, every afternoon on WLVL. A little treat for the people of Buffalo come Monday.
Oh, boy, it's going to be great.
Thanks for listening in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, every day from 3 till 7 on WCMD. And in Tampa, Florida, 1010 Talks, WQYK. Yes, on Monday's program, Monday, which is incidentally our 10th year anniversary.
That's right.
Wow. Ain't that a kick in the pants?
I can't believe it.
10 year. You know, and if we got one more hour to go. If we make it through this hour,
we're going to do it.
Then that's it. Then we will have made it through 10 years together.
That is a heck of an accomplishment.
Because we will not see each other this weekend, and there is no chance it will piss each other off.
That's right.
And end up breaking up this weekend.
It won't happen. Well, I don't think we'd piss each other off. What do you mean by that? I mean, what's that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
It's the last minute. It's like the last second before we have our 10th anniversary.
I know. It's kind of an edgy feeling, isn't it?
Kind of weird. I didn't think I'd be working with you for 10 years.
I didn't think I'd be working with you for 10 years. That's for sure. I believe there were smaller numbers projected.
Monday is the anniversary program. And Monday, while we are celebrating and reminiscing, we're going to bring it back to 1985 on Monday's program.
Which will be mighty embarrassing for both of us.
Oh, the tapes. You know what tape Diana told me she came across last night? It's the new Morning Zoo.
Just for you.
All these awful, stinky tapes. Yeah, hi, Diana.
I was just telling Mike about another one I came across.
What's that?
It was one when you were quizzing Kim Anderson on various football teams.
Oh, God. All those people that we had when we first started the show.
That's
really
right.
I hated her.
Thank goodness we have filed through all of them and replaced them with better people. Yeah, you'll hear tapes about the original crew we worked with back in 1985. All of the disc jockeys that were on the station with us at the time.
That's right.
And the general manager, the program director.
I believe the general manager back then will be the highlight of the program.
Yeah, Big Al, your radio pal. And all the music. Ah, the music from 1985.
The music, the memories.
And all the tapes, all of our dumb DJ tapes. That's Monday, our 10th anniversary program. 1-800-529-9900. That's the number for the interactive CD-ROM, The World of Don and Mike. If you want it by Christmas, you better order it this weekend. We can only guarantee if you order it this weekend, you'll get it by Christmas.
The sooner, the better.
IBM and Mac compatible. If you have ordered yours, please bear with us. We thought in no way we'd get the response that we've gotten.
This is terrific.
The elves at the factory are working overtime to get these things out.
Yes, the elves at the factory very, very surprised at these orders that are pouring in.
Call now if you want it for Christmas. We promise you'll get it if you order right now. It's $39.99, 1-800-529-9900. We'll pick the pros here in a second until they scab and bleed with Mike Heistand, our new sports guy from USA Today. Bardio will be picking the games, and also Ken Stabler from the Oakland Raiders. Now, about the guy in Buffalo.
Yes.
Monday, the board operator from our Buffalo station, WLVL, will be out on the streets of Buffalo wearing a barrel, a dunce cap. He will have a megaphone,
right.
a big bullhorn, and he will be having a cellular phone at his side at all times so he can call and report the progress.
Yes, because he's going to do a little promotion in honor of his big mistake that he made, calling in for the trip to Hawaii.
Remember yesterday we wanted to give away the trip to Hawaii, and we're finally going to do it, and the guy that gets it is from Buffalo and ends up, he works it for the radio station. You can't do that. So now we still have the same trip to give away.
Right.
Let me clear the lines. To give everybody an equal chance to win, okay?
Equal.
Call right now at 1-800-529-9900. I'm sorry, 1-800-636-1067.
Yes, if you happen to call 1-800-529-9900, simply order the CD-ROM and then give us a call back at the other number.
I will give one person a chance to answer one question about something that happened on today's program.
Excellent.
If that person gets it correct, that person wins the trip to Hawaii.
Oh, boy.
If not, have to give it away somehow else.
That's right, but we will give it away before we get out of here.
We got to. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm trying to win the trip to Hawaii.
Yes, who is this?
This is Sandy.
Sandy, where are you from?
Reno.
Don't I know you? Is this Sandy Residue?
I don't think so.
Sandy. Sandy Residue, yeah. We worked with a Sandy Residue one time.
That'll be a story for Monday's program. Sandy, you listen in Reno. What do you do?
I'm a secretary.
Now, let me ask you, have you listened to the whole program today?
Yes, I have.
Every second?
Every second.
Sandy, for a trip to Hawaii, when we had Redskins Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen on the program today, we asked him what his funniest movie of all time is.
Oh, my God.
What did Sonny Jurgensen say his funniest movie is? Oh, listen how nervous she is.
I love it.
Think hard, Sandy. This could mean a trip to Hawaii.
One question, that's it.
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, ask me another question.
Nope, can't.
Oh, so sorry, Sandy.
That's
you don't have the
question.
Answer, do you?
You don't have it, huh, Sandy?
Hold on a second.
No, fair asking. That's no fair asking. Thank you, Sandy.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man, she was sitting there. She had it in her grasp.
Now, just for snicks, this is not for the trip to Hawaii.
Right.
Let's just see if anybody else knows.
Okay.
I'll give you a coffee pot if you know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Do you know the answer?
I think so.
What do you think it is?
The Pink Pussycat.
No.
No. Oh, darn, sorry.
No, although he did say that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I think I've got the answer for him.
Keep in mind, this is just for a coffee pot, but yes, what is the answer?
Pink Pussycat.
No.
No, that's amazing. The second person that said that.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. This is much like what happened yesterday.
It's starting to grow hair again.
You're on the air.
Oh, for the glorification of your massive ego.
Absolutely, sir. That's our goal every day. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, some mamas.
Something mamas.
Boys or something like that.
Your mama. I think that's the movie Sonny was thinking about.
Joe Mama.
Joe Mama. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to get on the air.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I'm 27.
What's the answer?
Huh?
What's
Fish
the answer?
Fish called Wanda.
Fish called Wanda. Yes!
That's right, and you sound very mature for your age.
Well, thanks.
A Fish Called Wanda. Yes. Congratulations. You want a Black & Decker Brew & Go.
Oh, cool.
It is the only coffee maker that brews right into a convenient 16-ounce thermal travel mug. The perfect holiday gift for anyone on the go. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Now, we try an alternate fashion to give this away.
Plan B.
Plan B?
Yeah.
Just going to call a phone booth.
Good for you.
First page, Barry, Vermont.
All right, Barry, Vermont.
You got to pick it up within 10 rings. We're going to count the rings.
All right.
Wow. If we don't get somebody here, I'll try one more city, two more cities, and then we'll move on to something else.
All right.
Barry, Vermont, for a trip to Hawaii, go to the phone booth at the Soap Opera Laundromat, located on South Main and Ayers Street.
That's where Phoebe does her wash.
That's where she washes her wig, Mike.
And her teeth.
Soap Opera and her big old lady underpants. Barry, Vermont. Soap Opera Laundromat, South Main Street.
We are going to let it ring 10 times. And if you can answer it in 10 times,
you get the trip.
That's right.
Just get there, answer the phone. Uh-oh.
The number you have reached.
Oh, hold on that.
Code 802.
Right.
476.
No, oh.
9.
I misdialed.
Misdial. That's a break for the people in Barry, Vermont. When I go over to the Soap Opera Laundromat.
A few seconds more to get to the phone booth.
It's on South Main Street. And if they don't pick it up there, I'm going to go to another city and then another.
The number you have reached.
Oh, God.
Area code 80.
All right, hold on. One more time. 1-802-479. You know, this phone is still screwed up. How many days in a row have we been complaining about that phone? One ring. Two rings.
Three rings. Calling Barry, Vermont.
Four. This is actually pretty exciting, isn't it?
I like this.
Five.
Very.
Five more rings to go. Trip to Hawaii for the Pro Bowl. Six. Four more rings. Seven. Three more. Eight. Two more.
One more.
Oh.
So sorry.
Too bad. Barry, Vermont.
All right. I will just go back into the book again.
All right.
At random. And this time it is Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Jacksonville, North Carolina. Get ready. Your chance to win a trip to Hawaii.
At the corner of Western Boulevard on Country Club Road in the parking lot of the Texaco gas station.
That sounds like a very obvious landmark.
Yeah.
Now, it says here on the page, ignore operator message. So I don't know what's happening on this phone. We'll give it a try. Jacksonville, North Carolina, at the corner of Western Boulevard at Country Club Road in the parking lot of the Texaco.
All right, Jacksonville. Here we go. 10 rings. If you can answer it within the 10 rings, you're going to go to Hawaii.
All right.
It's that easy. Or that difficult.
Pick one more city after. There's ring number one. This is a heavy prize. This is a good prize. Merry Xmas. Two.
Sorry, you have reached the number that has been disconnected or is not in service.
Three.
Still, you have reached this recording in error. Please check the number
I thought we were supposed to ignore this.
9934.
It may still be ringing if we're supposed to ignore this.
Yeah, but we can't hear it, and we've given it 10 rings.
Hey, Diana, what does this mean on this page where it says ignore operator message?
Number or try your call again.
Maybe I should have asked this before I called it.
3-4.
What does that mean? Do you know where it says ignore operator message? Any idea?
I kind of think that was one of the messages that said, please hold, or one of those alien telephone messages. I don't think it applied to the message we just heard.
Ah. Okay. All right.
All right. What a shame.
Wichita, Kansas. Wichita, Kansas gets the shot.
All right, Wichita to Hawaii.
At Applebee's Restaurant on North Rock Road. Boy, do I love Applebee's.
Applebee's is great. I like it almost as much as TGI Fredigan's.
The phone is in the airlock.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
All right. Buzz, have you eaten at Applebee's in Wichita?
Actually, I have.
You have?
I've been asked to meet people there.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Christ, come on.
It's getting harder and harder to call pay phones.
Well, no, the problem is this the phone that I'm using to dial.
Right.
That the numbers are getting stuck.
My prediction would be if this happens one more time, we could have some damaged equipment in the studio.
Could be. All right, this will go through now.
All right.
Wichita, Kansas, at Applebee's Restaurant on North Rock Road.
Place will be packed.
That's ring one number ring. One.
You call within the answer within 10 rings, you go to Hawaii.
But you gotta be listening to the show. You just can't be
right.
Some schmuck who's there having dinner.
Gotta know what's going on.
Talking about a beachside.
Three.
Applebee's and Tugger, it's Chris, I'm helping you.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Pretty good.
We're on the radio right now. You're not listening to our radio show, are you? Would you hang up, please?
I'm not listening to the radio show.
Okay.
Is this a payphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay. Hey, would you hang up?
Why?
Because we're doing a contest now to see if anybody's listening to our radio show.
Okay.
Okay, do you see anybody running towards the phone?
I just did.
You just did what?
Yeah, but you weren't listening to the radio, sir.
Craig...
What?
Hey, there is somebody right here who wants to.
Somebody's right there?
Yeah.
Somebody's right? Well, now this is a sticky wicket.
Yeah, it is.
What do we do now?
I don't know.
Has it been 10 rings? Would it have been 10 rings?
Yeah, it takes about 30, 40 seconds.
Now,
what the heck was that?
How did it sound like...
Your license to bail, I think.
It turned into a fax machine, though.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
How could that be? If we're calling a payphone, how could it turn into a fax machine?
I don't know, but even a fax machine, normally that tone stops after that amount of time.
Okay.
Huh.
All right, one more.
One more.
One more try, then we'll move on to another mode to try to give this away. Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Right downtown. At the corner of 13th and E Streets, Northwest, this phone booth is in front of the First American Bank at 1301 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest.
For a trip to Hawaii.
Phone is just around the corner from the Warner Theater. And here we go. Oh, hold on a second.
You answer the phone within 10 rings.
If you're in Wichita, my apologies. I don't know what happened there.
No, you can blame that guy that answered the phone that worked there. And answer the payphone with the name of the place. I don't get that.
And then what was that fax thing? I almost want to call back to find out what the deal was. The corner of 13th and E... In front of the First American Bank, 1301 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest D.C. Right around the corner from Warner Theater.
I think that beat meant the curly fries are done.
How many rings are we up to?
Like four. That was four.
Yeah. Four. Okay. Five.
And please. No six. Wagering.
Six. Seven. Trip to Hawaii. Eight. Oh, boy.
Hey, hey.
Nine. This is it. This is it.
No!
No!
All right. Do one more city! Do one more city! Do one more city!
All right, one more city.
All right. Because I like the thrill of the chase.
Because you demand it.
All right.
You demand!
You demand!
You demand!
Yeah!
Rated PG! Mobile, Alabama.
Good. It's good to give Mobile a chance.
Yeah. In front of Hooters.
Oh, boy.
On Airport Boulevard.
All right.
Okay.
This is for a trip to Hawaii. Answer within the first 10 rings, and you are going to Hawaii.
We have tried to give this trip away.
Area code you have dialed.
Oh, changed. 255 055 What is it?
Has
now?
Been changed.
To what?
3334
Thank you.
Now 334 All right.
What kind of an area code is that? That's a bad area code.
Yeah, right? They're messing with those area codes all over the country. Where is this again? This is in front
Mobile.
Of Hooters.
Yeah.
In Mobile.
On Airport Boulevard.
It's pretty easy to find Hooters in Mobile, I would think.
Imagine that's where you have the line of guys starting about 6 in the morning.
Mike.
What?
Donnie Mike.
Hey, hey.
All right. Yeah. What's your name?
Is this Donnie Mike?
Yeah. Who is this?
This is Tim Hogan.
Who is this?
Tim Hogan.
Tim?
I can't believe this. Yeah.
Tim, congratulations, my friend. You are going to Hawaii.
You win.
Huh?
Yeah, you win. Yeah.
Way to go. You are the winner. You're going to Hawaii.
I can't believe it. I'm getting a ticket right now, but... I'm going to Hawaii.
Why are you getting a ticket?
Because I had to rush to run a red light.
I think it's worth getting a ticket.
No, I'm just kidding.
Had to run a red light? Well, no, you're not really getting a ticket?
No, but somebody else is pulling up here, too.
Now listen, congratulations. What's your name again?
Tim.
And Tim, what do you do in Mobile?
I'm a sales rep for a food brokerage company.
Tim, congratulations. You have won a trip for two to the Pro Bowl in Hawaii.
I think you got it on two rings, too.
Trip
yeah,
includes...
Indeed. I heard y'all. I couldn't believe it. I caught the light. I'm talking to Don and Mike.
Round trip, airfare, four nights hotel, accommodations, game tickets, ground transfers. Your trip is courtesy of True Value Hardware, the official hardware store of the NFL.
Okay, what?
he's in a state of shock.
Yeah. Your trip to Hawaii is for the Pro Bowl on the weekend of February 4th.
February 4th.
Enjoy, my friend.
Okay, well, who do I need to talk to about...
Hold on, how do I get it?
when you get a prize like that, you know...
Hey, I love you guys, man.
All right.
Thank you, we appreciate you listening. Hold on a sec.
All righty.
Hold on. Well, wasn't that easy?
That's great, and he got it, like, right away. That's terrific.
Beautiful, after two rings. Hey, guess what? We have another trip for two... to Hawaii to give away next week.
Yeah!
Do it then. Got a break. We'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
WJFK.
6:30, Gertie. Here's the beauty of Sherry Liquor, and we'll pick the pros till they scab and bleed. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm Sherry Liquor, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
And now more with two guys who don't know the meaning of the word compromise, Don and Mike.
Oh, you people are going to be the death of me. All right, now we got people calling in. People in Barrie, Vermont are pissed. They said, listen, we didn't have time to get to the phone booth.
Well, that's the way the game works.
Then the next call is a guy from Wichita who says, listen, I was there when you were talking to the guy on the telephone. But not our fault that the phone started sounding like a fax machine.
That's right.
Then a guy from D.C. calls, and he says... there's no place to park on Pennsylvania Avenue.
That's the game.
And now the phones are ringing and the fax machine going off the hook with this one. Don and Mike, boy, you screwed up, you a-holes. Sonny Jurgensen said his all-time favorite movie was Where's Papa?
Wrong.
Nay.
No.
When we asked him what the funniest movie is he'd ever seen, the first thing he said...
was A Fish Called Wanda.
First thing he said.
That's what he said. Later on, he threw the Where's Papa in there. He said, that's a good
but
movie.
But that was not his favorite. The one that was his favorite was Fish Called Wanda.
And that was the first one that we asked him.
So there. Na-na-na-na-na.
But listen, we'll be able to recreate all of this next week when we have another trip to Hawaii to give away.
And, you know, by the response, you can tell there's nothing we like doing better than contests.
And now it's time to pick the pros until they scab and bleed. First, let's go to my suburban mansion. Hello.
Hey, Dad.
How you doing, bud?
Good.
Who's spending the night tonight? First names only, please.
Matt and Brett.
Matt and Brett. And I imagine our house is going to smell like...
pizza and Doritos.
Pizza and Doritos. That's not a bad smell.
So, supposed to snow tonight, huh?
What?
It, oh, are you paying attention, Barty, or what?
Yes.
What are you doing?
It's in your TV room.
Oh, yeah, and you know it's supposed to snow tonight.
Yeah.
You know we're supposed
100%
to...
100% chance.
100% chance of snow. And, boy, I hope that those boys' mommies and daddies can make it over to pick them up in the morning.
Hope so.
Perhaps you should call the parents and make sure they put chains on their tires.
Hey, Barty, now, listen, I want you to meet a couple of new people, okay?
Okay.
Because, you know, we don't have Rudy on anymore.
Yeah.
We have a guy named Mike Heistand, and he writes Rudy's column at USA Today. And we have another guy who I know you're going to want to meet, Ken Stabler.
He writes his own column, too, sometimes, you know.
Well, what I mean is he writes when Rudy doesn't write the column.
That's right. That's
what did
right.
I say? He writes Rudy's column?
He writes
column?
Rudy's column.
Well,
yeah.
All right, now the secret's out of the bag.
You know something? I'd like to research that. That might indeed be true.
So, Barty, well, first let's bring Ken Stabler. Barty, I want to tell you something. This guy's a fantastic quarterback. This guy was a quarterback for the Oakland Raiders when they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was elusive. They called him the Snake.
Left-handed quarterback. Let's welcome now number 12 from the Raiders. Here's the great Ken Stabler. Hello, Ken.
Is it Marty?
No, his name is Barty.
Huh?
Bart, as like Bart Starr.
Hey, Barty, you guys having fun over there?
Yep.
You don't have any girls here in the closet, do you?
Nope.
Okay, attaboy.
Bart, you know how cool that is to be speaking to Mr. Ken Stabler? Hey,
yep.
Ken, you must feel great. The Raiders back in Oakland now, the way it should be.
Oh, yeah. You know, happy for the fans more than anything, guys. I mean, you know, they lost their team, and now they've got their team back. And, you know, the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum is a special place to play at, a little small bull ring. You know, it only holds 55,000 people, and they're playing pretty well, running the ball. They've had some problems at quarterback with Hosteller's been banged around. But, yeah, just tickled to death. They're back in the East Bay, and I know the fans in the East Bay are really happy they're back.
What do you know about that quarterback? Is it Billy Joe Hobert?
Billy Joe Hobert, you know, of course, played at Washington, and he's a young man who's got a great deal of ability, but the thing that he doesn't have is the thing that he needs the most, and that's experience. And he gets an opportunity this weekend against a really good football team to get some experience. He's got his work cut out this weekend.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing that game. I'd like to see how he performs in the place of Jeff Hostetler. It should be a good game.
Yeah, you know, Hoss has been beat up, and Hoss is a really tough guy mentally and physically, and a lot of people speculate that the arm, the shoulder, the rotator cuff area may be injured a little worse than people think, and I think the Raiders have to take a good hard look at that position and think about down the road and think about the future, and it's a great opportunity for Billy Joe Hobert to go out and do some good things and possibly win the job.
And also joining us now for the first time on the Pick the Pro segment till these cabin bleed, here's Mike Heistand from USA Today. Mike, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're still getting used to Mike. Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's why we had that little pause there. How you doing, Mike?
Fine.
All right, we're going to bring him out of his shell. But trust me, the guy's an expert. He's one of these media guys that writes about TV sports.
Say hi to Ken Stabler, Mike.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good.
You sound really excited about this game.
I'm busy writing Rudy's column. Remember, leave out the verbs.
All right, we're going to pick them now until they scab and bleed. Here's the order that we'll pick the games. It'll be Don, Mike, Bart, Mike, and then Ken Stabler goes last. Because he knows the most.
Oh, boy. First, we're in trouble.
First game, Cleveland at...
Dad?
Yes, Barty?
Shouldn't he go first since he knows the most so we can base his...
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll go first, and I'll give you a little story on the game, and you guys can take it from there.
I like that. All right.
Cleveland at Minnesota. Cleveland's moving. There's a lot of turmoil there. Minnesota's really playing good. Warren Moon's real hot. I take Minnesota.
Oh, well, can I disagree? No, I'll take Minnesota.
No, hell no. You all have to take Minnesota.
I'll take Minnesota. Mike?
I'm going with Minnesota. I like what Kenny has to say.
Marty?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Mike?
I've got to take Minnesota.
I guess it's working.
Way to participate there, Mike.
We have a golf tournament here in Alabama. Won't you guys get your live remote, come down and set up and do our golf tournament in May of next year?
Yeah, Don, let's do it.
I heard you guys do a remote from a Rolls Royce. Is that right?
We do a remote from anywhere, Ken.
Absolutely.
Here's your next game, Arizona at San Diego.
San Diego's playing really well. Arizona is a much better team than their record indicates. Playing in San Diego, I'm going to pick an upset. I'm going to say Arizona in an upset.
Oh, got to disagree. I will take the San Diego Chargers.
I like the Chargers in this game, too.
Chargers.
And Mike?
It has to be the Chargers.
All right, next game, Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles.
Both teams playing really well. Emmitt Smith's a little bit banged up. I mean, it's hard to go against the Cowboys right now, playing really well. I'm going Dallas.
Yeah. You know, I want to pick Philly. Who are you going to pick, Mike?
I'm going to pick Dallas because I think they're going to be a little angry after losing to the Redskins last week.
They won't lose two in a row. I'll take Dallas, too. Bart?
Dallas.
Dallas and Mike?
Brave prediction. I'm actually picking the Cowboys.
Way to go out on a limb. Next game, Ken, is Buffalo Bills at the St. Louis Rams.
Buffalo's playing pretty well. You know, leading the AFC East, the Rams. I think Chris Miller went out with a concussion. I don't know their quarterback situation, a little questionable. Buffalo.
You know what? I'm going to take St. Louis because Rip is going to play. Because Mark Rippon is starting this week, I will take the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, Mark Rippon, our good friend, is going to be playing for St. Louis. I like Buffalo in this game.
Rams,
okay. Mike?
Buffalo, all the way back to the Super Bowl.
There he goes. Controversial as always, Mike Highstand from
going
USA
out on a limb,
today.
Yeah.
New Orleans Saints, Atlanta Falcons, Ken.
Huge rivalry here in the South. And the Saints, you know, they've won something like 6 out of 7 and playing really good. But it is a high-powered offense in Atlanta. The record over there is really good, something like 12 of the last 13. I'm going to the Saints.
I'll take Atlanta. I don't think Atlanta's going to keep losing forever. I'll take the Atlanta Falcons.
I think I'm going to go with the Falcons at home.
I'll take Falcons. I like Eric Metcalf.
Attaboy.
Yeah, and Mike?
I think it's easy to pick against the Saints. I'll take Atlanta.
Mike, could you pick that energy up just just a little bit?
Yeah, we're not at a computer screen now, Mike. Just up a little bit of a notch.
Let me see. Jets in New England. Is there anybody going to pick the Jets?
Oh, okay. New England's playing pretty well. I mean, it started out real slow. I'm doing New England for Kenny.
Well, Bart, you're taking the Jets?
Yeah.
Barty, you know the Jets suck.
I know.
Okay. All right, everybody else? Everybody take New England?
I wouldn't want to be in the locker room if they lose this game with Bill Parcells.
I'll give you a TV note on this. Last year, Bob Trumpy was NBC's number one analyst. Just to show how things can change, this weekend he's working Jets New England.
All right.
That says it right
television
there.
Television business changes quicker than the football business.
Yeah. Chicago Bears at the Cincinnati Bengals. You got to take the Bears. I will. Hold on. Ken was supposed to go first.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We got out of sequence.
Just because you're going Bears, I'm going to take Cincinnati at home.
I like Cincinnati at home, too.
Bears.
The Bears.
All right.
The Bears.
Detroit at Houston. Detroit coming on. Ken, who do you like?
There you go. I like Detroit. I mean, they have some problems at Houston occasionally, but a lot to worry about with Barry Sanders, and their quarterback's playing really well, and there's two outside receivers, Perryman and the kid from Tennessee. They're playing for Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take Detroit also.
I think they're coming off that big win on Monday night. I like Detroit.
Well, did the Lions win big?
Oh, they won by like 3 touchdowns on Monday night.
Well, I think they're going to be cocky
Houston?
Oilers are going to win.
Right. You take the Oilers? Okay, Mike?
Detroit.
San Francisco, Carolina. Anybody going to take Carolina?
Me.
Anybody besides Bart going to take Carolina?
Bart's got them.
All right, next game, Indianapolis, Jacksonville. Ken?
I'm going to pick Jacksonville. Another little bit of an upset, but Harbaugh down with the knee and their quarterback situation a little questionable. They're a pretty good ball club, but I'm going to say that Jacksonville an upset.
Well, now here's where I have a question for you, Ken. Is Jim Harbaugh going to play this weekend?
I don't know. I don't think that's been decided yet. I know he had some type of surgery earlier in the week, late last week, and I think there's a possibility, but I don't think the quarterback's been named.
I think he's fantastic. I will still take Indianapolis.
I like Indianapolis, too.
Indianapolis.
I'm going to go with Jacksonville. I don't think Harbaugh is going to play.
Now, do you have inside information on that?
Insider trading.
Did I twist his knee this morning or anything? No. I just don't think he's going to play.
All right, let's see who Ken Stabler picks in this one. This is a good game. Pittsburgh at Oakland.
That's the biggie of the week.
Well, we're going to cut their tires as soon as they get on the bus. You know, I got to go with the Raiders. I'm not going to go against them. I'm going to bet with my heart instead of my billfold. I mean, Pittsburgh is really playing well. Great defense. Kevin Green and Lloyd. O'Donnell's playing really solid. And Yancey Thigpen having a big year outside. And the Raiders are going with an inexperienced quarterback, but they are at home. So I'm going to go Raiders.
I love that guy, Cordell Stewart. He does a lot of stuff. I'll take the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm going to go with the Raiders. I was waiting to see what Ken Stabler had to say about Billy Joe Hobert, and I think I'm going to go with Oakland.
I'll take the Steelers.
All right, good boy. And Mike?
I'll take the Steelers, too. I'm not convinced by Hobert.
All right, Ken, let's see what you think. Seattle at Denver.
Denver's playing well, and they're at home. I'm going to go at Denver.
I'll take Denver, too.
I like Denver at home.
I think this would be an evenly matched game, but Denver is at home, so they get the advantage, Denver.
All right, Mike?
Denver, too.
All right, how about this? Redskins at the Giants. Kenny?
A no-winner. The Giants are really down and had been struggling, and Dan Reeves, and as they say, he's on the block, and the Redskins coming off of a big win, they may be up a little bit, and the confidence level will be up. Washington.
Yeah, me too. Why not? I'm a homer. I'll take the Redskins, of course.
I think the Redskins have the best attitude going into any game this year. I like Washington.
Washington.
Yeah, Mike?
I'll base my pick on another little TV note. I remember in mid-October, Matt Millen of Fox said he'd never seen a team improve as much in 1 year as the Redskins. So I'll have to, that'll have to convince me that they'll beat the Giants.
The Bay of Pigs, Green Bay, Tampa Bay.
Well, Brett Favre's having an MVP year. I mean, he's 31 touchdowns, and they spread the ball around. Green Bay.
Yeah, me too. Like the Pack.
Green Bay.
Green Bay.
And finally, the Monday night game, Kansas City Chiefs at Miami.
Yeah, Miami's defense is really struggling, and Marino's, you know, throwing for big numbers and breaking every record in the books, but he's in the process of doing it. They're losing. Their defense not playing well. I'm going to go against Miami with this one. Kansas City may be the best team in the AFC right now.
Miami's up. Miami is down. I'll take Miami. I will take Miami at home.
I think Miami's an unhappy football team. They got a lot of turmoil going on there. Don Shula having one of the roughest seasons yet, and I like Kansas City in this game.
Kansas City.
Uh-huh. Mike?
I think Kansas City's going to the Super Bowl. I picked them in this game, too.
Once again, bowled over by the excitement of Mike Highstand. That will do it.
Whoa, that one.
Yeah, very
excited. Are we on the air yet?
That will do it for this week of Pick the Pros until they scab and bleed. Bart, how about a kiss, please, for old Dad?
Yeah.
Well, I love you. I'll see you tonight.
Bye.
Ken, I won't ask you for a kiss.
Well, if we dance, let me lead.
Hey, Ken, thank you for joining us. We'd love to see you at your golf tournament next year.
In May, the train, Ken Stabler Celebrity Golf Classic. We'd love to have you guys down.
You got it. Thank you, Ken.
You bet.
And Mike?
Yeah.
We got a lot of work to do. We'll talk to you on
makeup.
We will talk to you on Monday.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. There you go.
Jeez.
All right. Come on.
Yeah. No. It's fine. He's gonna work out fine. Starting out slow. Yeah. By the time we get to middle of next season, he's gonna be screaming out his picks.
We'll be right back.
Radio gods.
British
Show and Don and Mike.
11 till 7, it's Sherry Liquor. Then we'll go to Buzz. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
That is a time-locked vault, Mrs. Carmichael. We are stuck in here until morning. We might as well listen to the Don and Mike show.
Might as well. Yeah, here's Buzz Burbank in his comfortable, kooky combine. Buzz Burbank.
His comfortable what?
I don't know what that
kooky
means.
Kooky combine. His nutty little place that he lives in. His little cocoon.
His cocoon. His comfortable kooky combine cocoon.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz. He's in his room. See, yeah. We do the show from a big room.
You're right.
And Buzz does the news from an adjoining room, which right. is much smaller.
With That's fur right. on the walls.
His cocoon.
Yes.
Hi, Buzz. And someday he hopes to be a beautiful butterfly. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Finally. Just because he's wearing a red suit trimmed with white fur doesn't mean he's a good guy. A guy dressed up like Santa Claus hailed a taxi in Baytown, Texas the other day and asked to be taken to a certain restaurant. The cab driver complied. When they got there, the Santa wannabe asked the driver to wait for him. Again, the driver did what he was told. Inside the restaurant, the guy in the red suit robbed the place. And when the employees were slow to open the safe, the fake Santa got impatient and hit one of the employees over the head with his gun.
Mm.
With his sack full of money, the evil Santa hopped back into the cab and went home. Fortunately, some witnesses to the crime followed that cab and called the police, who arrested the phony Santa at his apartment complex. The witnesses, as it turns out, are the real Santa's helpers.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Something funny about Santa kicking back in his apartment. Thank you, Buzz. There's a toe tap, a touch, toe spurt out of your radio, making a loogie mess like a little queeg swimming upstream.
Join us, Brother Donald.
We'll take call 100. Good luck to ye. 1-800-636-1067. Be right back.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WKFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Just once a year.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike,
Jay Gordon Liddy,
and the Grease Man.
I don't know what they're doing. Each one trying to outdo the other. Prostitution, abortion, homosexuality. And that's only in the commercial.
WKFK.
Hey, last look at the Friday night fight of the lights before the snow. It's 7 o'clock, and here's Sherry. Hi, Sher.
Hi, Don and Mike. This traffic report is brought to you by Oarsman Mazda. Checking for a vehicle fire and an accident eastbound on 66 on the ramp to go to the outer loop of the Beltway. Traffic all cleared out at the Wilson Bridge on both the inner loop and the outer loop. Southbound 395 heavy now from King Street down to Duke Street, but all lanes are open. Southbound 95 delays from Newington down into Woodbridge. Along the way, police are searching for an accident south of Lorton Road. Inner loop of the Beltway still heavy now from River to the Spur and then from 355 to the Mormon Temple. I'm Sherry Liquor, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and
Their minds are slowly being taken over by the violently insane Bob Hope, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
You know nothing about pricing. That's it. We have to go. That's it. That's the end of the program.
Yeah, it's the end of 10 years.
10 yes. years.
That's right.
Congratulations. 10 years. Like, I made a sign.
The show's not over yet.
10 years.
Mike's clutching his heart.
Hello.
Hi.
Don and Mike Show. Cello, who's this?
Hi, my name's Robin.
Robin, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Rob, your call 100. Hold on, please.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Until we meet again. Adios.
Adios.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
I'll be the same till then.
10 years now.
And now, till we meet again.
I wonder if we'll see 11. Good night.
Yeah, don't know.
Good night. Oh, Robin, Mike's doing a little dance for you. Robin, yes. Robin, you've won Microsoft Windows 95 Startup Prize Pack,
great,
including Microsoft Plus Software, Microsoft Money Software, and a Startup Canvas tote bag, T-shirt, watch, and baseball cap, all courtesy of Microsoft Windows 95.
Thank you.
You're calling from Baltimore?
Yes.
Beautiful. Thanks for listening. Hold on, Robin.
Adios.
Adios.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
I'll be the same.
Good night.
Good night.
That's it. That's it. That's 10 years.
Wow. 10 years. Congratulations.
Same to you.
Good all job. Right.
We'll celebrate Monday with our big 10th anniversary party. Also on Monday, the guy from Buffalo, from WLVL, will be out on the street wearing a barrel and a dunce cap and have a big bullhorn.
Wonderful.
Let me see. What else here? Rob Spiewak as a human piñata. Tuesday, December 12th, that's next Tuesday, at the Cantina del Rio restaurant, 123 off Route 123 in Oakton. Rob will be dressed as a Mexican Santa, harnessed by a rope and swinging from a hook and ladder fire truck. Come by and hit him.
All right.
You can win $1,000. 1-800-529-9900. That's the number for the World of Don and Mike, our first ever interactive CD-ROM.
Buy it now.
Yeah, you better call and order it this weekend. After this weekend, we cannot guarantee you'll get it in time for Christmas.
Yeah, this would be the weekend to do it.
25 rooms of fun, including strip trivia, Visa, MasterCard accepted. Hell, we pray to the gods of Visa and MasterCard. 1-800-529-9900. Next Saturday, December 16th, we'll be at Errol's Computer Store, Springfield, Virginia, from 1 until 3, sign in your CD-ROMs, and Wednesday, December 20th, we'll be at Blockbuster Video in Clifton, Virginia, from 8 until 10. CDs available for purchase there. We'll be glad to autograph them for you. In-house demonstrations of the CD-ROM. Say, I didn't think it could get any better than doing the Redskins pregame show at Whitey's last week.
Oh, boy, where are you going this week?
This week, my prayers have been answered. I will be at the Green Turtle in Laurel, Maryland.
Dress up.
That'll be this Sunday at 2 o'clock for the Redskins pregame show. That's it. We've got to get out of here. Have a great weekend. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Have a nice weekend. Thank you, Radio's Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Beauty of Sherry.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
That's it. Hey, and 10 fantastic years together.
We made it.
Yeah. That's it. So now, somebody called all those people that said it wouldn't last.
Huh? That's right. That's right. Get the media. Alert the media.
Now, Diana, did you alert the media that Monday is our big 10th anniversary?
Press releases have been sent out.
Gotcha. All right. You ready to throw that sombrero in the air?
Yes, Diana.
Do it. Do it. Do it, senorita.
You might just make it after all.
I see the dancing floor in here.
Almost
hit me with that thing.
Right.
Hey, Tommy, Joe, me, want beyond you show. We will see you Monday.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Ken Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Delightful. Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
You are the best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still, a good time was had by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long and have a good night.
Adventures, adventures in Dickland.
Barney boy, there go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Price, service, and selection. Country's dial.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right on!
here he is with his big jukebox.
Yeah!
The number one man of all the jocks.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine.
Yeah!
Pull back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes. He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50.
Yep.
You know his taste, it's all so nifty.
Yeah.
So let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Now let's hit the road and head for home with this one.
I'm in love with the girl that I'm talking about. I'm in love with somebody else's queen. I don't wanna know. I'm in love, but I sure.